A brief introduction to Grace Terrace. The origin. In 1997, a group of Christians filled with commission and burden came together for discussion, preparing to build a solemn cemetery for Christians. In order to develop saints' eternal knowledge of the biblical truths, before long, a scenic terrace with the area of 2.5 acres was chosen. This terrace was hidden in the rolling mountainside in Rose Hills Memorial Park, undeveloped at that time, Southern California. Immediately, the organizers established a permanent institution, Grace Terrace Memorial Association. They also entrusted a cemetery designing group, which was the most talented and renowned one in the United States, to plan out a unique design, in which the exalted principle of Christian faith was the content. As a result, a Christian cemetery that is beautiful, fabulous, and rich in spiritual heritage was established. The purpose. The purpose of Grace Terrace Memorial Association is to serve Christian groups, providing saints with an environment which is of high quality, tranquil, and abundant in spiritual significance as the resting place for Christians. For this purpose, Grace Terrace Memorial Association spared no expense to build this unique cemetery with the highest standard. All the earnings from the sales of the graveyards are used for the sponsorship of spiritual ministry. Under the supervision of the government, Grace Terrace Memorial Association guarantees that any director and supervisor never obtains profit from it. We hope that all those who faithfully hold the same high of standard of faith, at the moment when the limited lives of their relatives disappear, could find a destination for the honorable and eternal life. The categories of graveyards. In consideration of various needs of believers, this cemetery provides 3,500 cemeteries with different sceneries and features. Every place is preset as the coffin chamber with two-layer depth, which could hold a double coffin or a single coffin. At the same time, the cemetery provides 50 overground niches for single coffins inside the two semicircular memorial walls beside the entrance. Inside the long and narrow memorial walls along the pool, there are 1,200 niches for bone ash. Besides that, the design matches the natural magnificent landscape. Around the rock wall is carved with scriptures full of revelation. In addition, there are independent family cemeteries designed for different families, and each family can be buried together in an elegant garden according to their need. A special video kiosk will be installed in the garden, presenting the lifetime information of the buried ones in a visual way. Besides the preservation of the rich data, these abundant historical images and text can be used for the saints to remember their beloved relatives. Grace Terrace Memorial Association offers the prices that are competitive in the market and the most appropriate service. We design a simple and easy plan for payment by installment in order for far-sighted people to plan early and pay easily. Besides, Rose Hills Memorial Park, CA, can provide perfect and extensive funeral and burial services. This institution owns complete donation protection fund with stable foundation, guaranteeing the entire and perpetual maintenance for Grace Terrace under the supervision of the national laws and regulations. Features of landscape. A stream, uttering sweet sound, goes through the center of this simple cemetery, flanked by natural rocks and flourishing trees. Two semicircular memorial walls, made of dark red granites, solemnly stand on the two sides of the entrance. The rock walls are carved with 8 precious hymns in both Chinese and English. On the round ground for gathering there is a fountain, clear as crystal. Natural rocks are placed outside the ground, where relatives and friends can hold the memorial meeting. The verdant and flat greensward can hold more than 3,000 graves, and the greensward is surrounded by oval stone pavement. The stream winds down, and there is a lotus pond halfway. At one end is a quiet and elegant waterfall. Water overflows down on a stone wall carved with scriptures full of inspiration. The lotus pond opens a clear view of the boulevard. On the both sides of the boulevard there are memorial walls made of dark red granites, which are designed as magnificent mausoleums. In the middle of the boulevard, the stream whispers, soothing man's heart, and flows down, converging into a pool reflecting the sunlight. This signifies the ultimate uniting and mingling of God and man. Down along the stone pavement on the north side, there are private cemeteries isolated from each other. The trees, with the shade covering the sky, and the spacious valley underneath make a breathtakingly beautiful scenery. Construction details. In Grace Terrace, the memorial walls and the surfaces of niches are all made of dark red granites. They are all elaborately custom-made by Cold Springs, the biggest granite company in U.S., which is also bears the responsibility of the warranty of the quality. The whole Grace Terrace was designed carefully and strictly. Its foundation, retaining walls, hillside, conservation of water and soil, etc., are all deliberately constructed in order to guarantee the strongest stability of the soil. The concrete coffin chambers, placed in advance under most of the burial places, were provided by renowned supplier, so that the consistency and stability of the foundation of the whole cemetery can be strengthened in advance. Flowers and trees will be planted around Grace Terrace so that there will be bright-colored flowers and leaves throughout the year. Along the stream there are tamarisk trees with a beautiful scenery and fresh and pleasant shade. All trees conform to the special regulations of the government concerning fire resistance in order to protect the cemetery from the threat of dry weather and inflammability. Excerpts from Message 59 of Life Study of Genesis. Genesis chapter 23 is a window through which we can see the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem is not found in this chapter, but it can be seen through it. This chapter is like a telescope, through it we can see the eternal tabernacle that is far off in the future. Verse 6 speaks of the choice sepulchre, referring to the best sepulchre. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he did not have a good dwelling place. But after he died, he was put into a very good burying place. He lived in a poor home, but he was buried in a rich tomb. In the Bible, this is a principle. We should not live in a good home, but we should prepare the best tomb. Abraham paid more attention to the sepulchre than to the tent. As God's called ones, we should not expect to have a happy life here on earth. We must follow the steps of Abraham, looking for a better country, for a city with foundations. Our temporary life on earth is the life of a traveler. Due to this, Abraham paid little attention to his dwelling place and simply erected a tent. He was a sojourner, a stranger, who was looking for a permanent dwelling place.